welcome back to Feathercast. Today I'm happy to be joined by Sharon Fogo, who's going to be leading the community track at the upcoming ApacheCon North America. Sharon, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks.
So Sharon, before we begin talking about the community track, the upcoming ApacheCon, it might be helpful for our audience to hear a little bit more about you and the role you've played in the Apache Foundation, as well as at ApacheCons in the past, and a little bit more about your day job.
Right. So my name is Sharon Fogo, you said. I've been involved with Apache for, I think it must be about maybe 11 years or so. I'm heavily involved in the community development community, and I'm the chair of that. I've been involved in ApacheCon for maybe at least the last 3-4 years, where I've been helping organize tracks and content, so helping select content and things like that, and as well as sort of support and administration in the background there too.
So it's obviously great. You've been around the foundation and around, you know, ApacheCons for quite a while. So that idea of community has obviously meant something to you, and you've wanted to stick around, and yeah, you've been sticking around. So that's great. Hopping into talking about the community track at ApacheCon North America, can you just give the basic details, the when it'll be happening, the sort of the who, what, where, when, and why?
Okay, so we have just over three days worth of content. So from the 9th to the 12th of September. And we have, the first day we have one talk, but the rest of the days we have a full track. And we have topics such as, you know, empathy, the Apache way, diversity, how to bring a project through incubator, panel discussions, quite a big sort of varied topics over those days in there.
So again, it'll be a lot of talks over 3 days, as you talked about, a lot going on. For people who are thinking about attending or are planning on attending, what are the 3 key takeaways that someone will get from attending the community track and getting involved in that track at ApacheCon?
Okay, so what we do in the community track is to try and sort of cater for the different types of audience, because not everybody at Apache is an experienced Apache person. So we try and cater for people who are new. So we always have a section in our track around the Apache way. So, and the Apache way is the culture that we have at Apache and how we work, how we interact, how we communicate. So for people that are not familiar with how Apache works, this is really a great introduction for them to understand how we work. We also have some information around incubator. So Apache Incubator is where if you've got a project wants to join the ASF, this is the way that they come into the ASF. So we go through a process where we can accept the project into Apache. They have to go through the due diligence effectively, and then at some point they can graduate to a top level project. So we have some talks about the flow of if you have an open source project, how you would bring that into Apache, and I think that's quite interesting for a lot of people to understand. Also, as well, one of the areas that we are really trying to promote now is, because Apache is built on communities and long-lived communities, we want to make sure that we encourage healthy communities. And the way we do that is by making sure that we have diverse and active communities. So we have some topics around diversity. So if you want to understand, your community, how to attract more people and things like this, then we have some topics around that. One of the areas that we see that is quite interesting within open source, because open source itself is built on sort of technical development. But you find that in order to have a more balanced community, there's a lot of contributions that people make that are maybe not coding. So, you know, there's people that do sort of art. There's people that do writing. There's people that record Feathercast interviews. There's things like this. So, and these are like non-coding contributions, but they actually contribute to the health and activity of the community. So one of the things we want to talk about in our community track is about being able to understand the people that are not coders, not developers, but actually can add some real value to your community. So this is quite interesting too. And one of the areas that I thought was really quite nice that we're talking about as well is the people that have been in Apache or in open source for quite a while. How does the contribution, your participation change over time? Because like anything, contributing to open source can also be cyclical. So people will think, right, yeah, I found a project that I really, really like, I want to contribute, and you contribute really, really quickly, a lot, all the time. And then you find that you get a day job and, okay, so you can only contribute a little bit, and then, you know, you got a family or something else or whatever, and then you decide to take a break. And this is all perfectly fine, you know. And I think a lot of people need to understand that, you know, open source participation isn't like, you know, a day job. You don't have to do it every day. You choose the speed and the time and the dates and that you want to contribute. And it should be no stress for you. It should be something that you enjoy. And that's why we do it. We're volunteers. We're all volunteers, and we do it because we enjoy it.
Again, so I think a lot of that highlights all the hard work that you guys have put in through your history with the foundation and with the conference. I talked a lot about why individuals should attend, but what are the reasons that an employer should send one of their employees to the track or to ApacheCon in general?
Well, there's a lot of employers that actually use a lot of open source software now. I mean, it's so commonplace that people are using open source software in commercial companies. So if you're relying on something that is open source, then it also makes sense to be involved in the communities that create that open source, because it actually gives you some form of assurance that, you know, hey, you're actually involved in being able to contribute, as well as, you know, decide on how the project goes forward. So if you have people that are using particular software and you want to become more involved in the community and understand how it works, and also as well sort of safeguard your reliance on this, then it really, really makes sense to have your people involved in the Apache communities and understand how they work. So coming to ApacheCon actually gives employees or that are using open source software an understanding of how Apache works, because not all open source foundations work in the same way. So, and Apache has been doing something quite different over the last 20 years, which is why they're celebrating their 20th anniversary now. So something must be that they're doing is really, really good. And the fact that the software itself is very, very long-lived and very, very supported and well-used means that it is something that's been appreciated not only by the non-commercial sector, but by the commercial sector too. So yes, I think it actually makes sense to send companies to send their employees to come along.
Yeah, I think that's a great point that when you're using the software, the open source software, that it makes sense to go and learn a bit more about it and get involved. One thing that a lot of people look forward to at conferences is the speakers. Do you want to highlight some of the key speakers that your track is going to be featuring?
Oh gosh, lots of people. So we have some of the people that sort of like almost like some of the founders of the ASF. So we have Jim Jaelski is going to be speaking about the Apache Way. We also have Lars Elibricht. I don't know if I pronounce that right. He'll also be talking about Apache behind the scenes. We also have an interesting talk that I thought that stood out to me. Ruth Holloway, she's talking about empathy and compassion, trying to get people to imagine themselves in somebody else's shoes, effectively, and that's, I think, is really quite going to be quite interesting. So we have this. We also have quite a few talks that are coming in from. We have quite a lot of Chinese contributors that are coming into Apache. So we also have some speakers from the Chinese community that are going to be speaking at our community track at North America as well.
Again, so I think people thinking about attending have a lot to look forward to and a lot of excitement around ApacheCon and the community track. But what are you most looking forward to at ApacheCon?
One of the things that I wanted to do this time was, because before in our previous tracks, we've had a lot of, say, talks about the Apache Way and community and incubator. And this time, I really thought it would be interesting to have a look at some of the tools that we are using. And one of the tools that we've got is an Apache tool, is Apache Kibble. It's one of these tools that also gives you details about the community and metrics. So I'm really quite excited about showing the communities a bit more about the information that they can get about their communities, the metrics, their mailing sort of statistics, the contributors, their breakdowns, that sort of the conversations they're having, the mood of the community, all things like that. I think that's quite interesting. I'm also actually looking forward to some of the behind the scenes at Apache Software Foundation talks. So they seem quite interesting, and I think it will be very, very nice to hear from some of the founders how they see Apache has changed in the 20 years that it's been going. So I think it'd be really exciting to listen and hear their, you know, what they started all those years ago and where we are now. So it'd be nice to see their perspective on that.
Again, so I think you've given a great little brief advertisement to go to the community track while at ApacheCon. So we'll slowly start wrapping up. Just a couple more questions. So one is there anything else you want to add? And if not, where can people who are interested in this track learn more about or learn more information about the track?
Okay. Well, there's a couple more things I wanted to add. So one of them was I forgot to mention that we have what we as part of our track, the Podling Shark Tank. So this is where we have a lot of the projects that are coming in through incubator at the moment. So these are the sort of new projects that are coming through, and they have it's a bit like. I forgot what you call it, the program where you have to sort of justify, give an elevator pitch for your project. And I think that's quite nice because we have a lot of people that don't know about other projects. So I think having like the Podlick Shark Tank, getting projects to do a bit of an elevator pitch about their project to sort of give people a brief overview of what it's all about, I think is really quite good to try and encourage that sort of cross project pollination, and the second thing was around the we have a few also as well some panel discussions where I think and one of the topics that I mentioned I think maybe earlier was around open source participation and how it changes over time. So I think it would be really nice for people to come along and listen and hear. From different perspectives of the different types of contributors, how they've contributed to Apache, how they've participated, and what they see has been the sort of main changes and things over time. So those are the key things that I think are quite interesting. So if you want to find out more information about what we have on the community track, then you can find more details on apachecon.com and then select ApacheCon North America and look at the schedule with the community filter, and you'll see all our details. So we have about 24 talks over those, say, just over 3 days. So come along.
Well, I think that'll do it for this Feathercast. Sharon, thanks for sitting down talking with us, talking about the community track, and I think that people have a lot to look forward to, and I think our listeners were excited to hear more information about it. Again, for those who are interested in learning even more about it, feel free to read the blog about the community track and about Sharon and the Apache blog site. And elsewise, Sharon, thanks again. Thanks for joining us. And that'll do it for this Feathercast.
Okay. Happy birthday, Apache!